Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. We have guests galore today on Piano Jazz, the exciting Hot Club of Detroit, playing their own version of Django Reinhardt's memorable music. It's six brilliant young musicians led by guitarist Evan Perry. You're wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Tell me about the band. When did it start?
Well, I started this group shortly after I discovered the music of Django Reinhardt, which was roughly around 2000, 2001.
How did you discover it?
Well, I was a guitar player of many trades. I had been through many styles of music. I was playing lots of electric music and even some rock and roll. And when I decided that jazz was going to be my next field of study, I decided to move to Minnesota to study at a college there called Smith McNally School of Music. And we studied all aspects of guitar playing, not just jazz. And at some point in some semester, we had been talking about swing music and swing rhythm guitar in particular. And of course, some of the famous names that we know in America here came up, like Eddie Lang and Charlie Christian.
Sure.
Who I was very much into. And one day in class, my teacher had said to me, "Have you heard of the two-fingered gypsy from France that was better than everybody?" And I said, "What?" You know, I'd never heard of anything like that before. And he said, "Yeah, you got to check out this guy named Django Reinhardt. You know, he's this really, he was very influential, pioneering guitarist from France and, you know, throughout the 30s and 40s. And, you know, it just kind of stuck in my mind for a while before I actually was at a record store, and they have, you know, the big bins of bargain CDs that are all used, and I always flip through those to find a good deal, and sure enough, in there was a Greatest Hits Quintet of the Hot Club of France CD.
What year did you actually start? Like, you put a band together?
Well, after I finished school, I moved home. I think it was either 2000 or 2001, one of the two. And I had another friend back home in Detroit who was a great guitarist as well, and I turned him on to this music as well. So we started just, you know, transcribing off the records what we could, figuring out some of these tunes, and we both saved up our money, and we ordered gypsy guitars from Amsterdam. And
wow.
They arrived, and we were starting to learn how to play these guitars. And at that point, we were just playing at friends' houses and parties and backyards, or we'd go into bars and be like, "Hey, do you mind if we sit in the corner and play for a little while?" And we came up with the name Hot Club of Detroit. So from there, I actually went back to school, which kind of put the group on hold. And the group at that point was just me and another guitarist. I went back to Western Michigan University. I was still studying jazz, and I spent a year there and really just was missing Detroit. That's when I came back to Wayne State University in Detroit, which is where I met most of the people you see here today.
I'm getting very, very anxious to hear something. What tune is coming up?
Well, we figured we'd start out with an old standard entitled Coquette.
Did Django record that?
I don't believe I've ever heard I'm sure he played it, but it's from that same era, and it was a very popular song.
Yeah,
it
was.
I'm sure at some point it came under his fingers.
It's probably going to be very popular again.
Yes.
With you guys. Well, go ahead.
Here we go. Thank you.
There's so many things to listen to with you guys. First of all, it swings like mad, but how did you get that particular rhythm? It's so different from like swing or bebop or anything else. Did it take a while to teach everybody that particular rhythm?
Yes, and that's a very good question. That was actually the hardest thing for myself when I first started playing this music, was learning how to play gypsy jazz rhythm guitar. And it's much different than swing. I had been doing, you know, some big band stuff, some type of Freddie Green type things prior to this.
I mean, you were doing a whole together different kind of music.
Yes.
So you had to, like, change your whole way of thinking.
I've never played such a physically demanding style of rhythm guitar before. I mean, the hardest part was just building up enough stamina to be able to play a whole show in one night without your arm falling off.
Yeah, because that rhythm is inexorable. It just keeps going and going and going.
Yep, and in the gypsies in France, they call it la pompe.
Oh, yeah?
La pompe translates to the pump.
Who, by the way, not to change the subject, but who did the arrangement of Coquette?
That tune, that arrangement, I believe I put it together. And that's
very
one
modest
thing we always do with this group, and one thing I always try to push is everyone to have input on the arrangements.
I've got more things to ask, but I'd love to hear another tune.
Okay, well, we're going to continue here with Vincent Humann's and Irving Cesar's song, entitled I Want to Be Happy.
I've heard that one a few times.
I'm sure we all have.
Wail away.
We're going to make you all happy.
Yes, I'm happy now. That is really physical exercise. Something I'd like to know, your instrumentation, you didn't go with Django's quintet. You didn't. Did you not want the violin? Or?
Well, I did want violin at first, and I just really couldn't find a player that could fit that role of Stefan Grappelli, and I was very lucky at Wayne State to come across our accordionist, Julien Labro.
He's actually from France, isn't he?
Yes, he hails from Marseille. And
I was there.
He's been in America for about 10 years now, and we're very glad to have him here, and we're not going to give him up.
No, don't let him go back.
He's not going back.
And Carl on saxophone.
On saxophone, we have Carl Kafanian, and he's a Detroit Metro native, and we're very happy to have him with us.
Boy, you must be happy to have all the guys.
Yeah. But this sound I had in my head for this music that I wanted to do something different. I didn't want to totally be a purist with it, because it seemed like anybody that was doing this music was doing the purist kind of approach, and I'd never really been quite one for that, so I wanted to put together a group of guys that would not only excel the music, but inspire others to feel free to use any instrumentation they may feel necessary for any music they hear in their head, you know?
Absolutely. Well, this next tune is called Passion. Tell me about that.
Well, before Django was a famous jazz guitarist, he was doing a number of other things, and the violin was one of them. He played violin, and banjo playing was another one of his instruments that he had played. And where Django found work playing the banjo was backing up accordion players. And a lot of people used banjo back then because it was loud and you could hear it in the dance hall. And the music they were playing is a music from Paris called musette, Bal's musette, which is blue-collar working man's dance music. A guy would get off work and he'd go and have a coffee and go to the dance hall and listen to musette, or at the cafe, and people would dance. And Bal's musette is all waltz time, which is 3/4 time signature. And this became, a lot of this music became a popular repertoire for a lot of the gypsies back in those days. So this song reflects that era of Django's playing, and this is the early era, which I would say would be the early 30s. And this is a musette piece entitled Passion.
Okay, I'm dying to hear it.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoy.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.